Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
Simona Constantini was amazing last night on our panel. She's the founder of Volt Productions, host of Happiness Happens podcast, and another podcast to tell people how to do podcasts. She knows so much, I can hardly wait for her to share with our audience all of her knowledge. So welcome, Simona. Tell us about what you do with Volt Productions.
Volt Productions is a full-service, top-tier podcast production agency, and we help entrepreneurs, typically in the health, wellness, mindfulness spaces, start, launch, grow, monetize, and market their podcasts. Not typically in that order, but sometimes. So that's what we do day in and day out. We get to work with some really cool creators and some really fun stories and ideas, and we bring those to life. So that's on like the production side of it. And on the Happiness Happens side of it, that's a whole lifestyle brand as well. And interview, as I was saying earlier, thought leaders in terms of happiness and understanding what that means to them.
So can people be happy?
Yeah, I think so. We all have a different definition of happiness. We all have a different vision and understanding of what happiness is and what it means. And what I've learned in doing the podcast since 2018 is that happiness is so different to each and every person. But at the core of happiness, I ask my guests each episode, what does happiness mean to you? That's how I open the show. That's how I open the podcast. And that's actually something that I would recommend to a lot of creators. Find that anchoring question instead of, you know, tell me about yourself, for example. It can be something that hooks them in so you get a little bit deeper right off the bat. And I love having something like that so that it helps you get really deep into conversation first. And then you'll go through your story and then you'll start talking about different pieces. But I believe that people can be happy. And I also think that happiness can also be defined as inner peace. That's how I define happiness. When you're at peace with yourself, you are generally happier in life. Because even though the hard moments happen and there's good and bad in every single day, when you can come from that place of inner peace and not let things outside of you rock you and shake you, you can still stand in that neutrality. And that's a really powerful place to be in. When you're an entrepreneur, it's a lifestyle. It's a way of living. And there's always going to be this idea and this thought of imbalance. But what I know for my own self personally, I'm not really looking for balance in my life. I'm looking for living out purpose and living out my mission and my passion and what I want to do every single day. And so, yeah, sometimes that balance gets a little bit skewed and my days get a little bit taken aback here and there. But at the end of the day, we get to choose how we want to live our lives, right? Especially when you're an entrepreneur, we get to choose where our time goes. We get to choose our responses to things that happen and situations that happen. And I really think that it takes some time to get to that place because I have things that trigger me every single day. And I'm like, I can't believe that just happened. I'm like, oh my God, like, I can't believe it. But then when you can bring yourself back down to that place of neutrality and not let those external things come and shake your whole day. And like, I get upset about things and sometimes it sticks and it lingers for a whole day. And then I'm like, okay, but what is this? How is this serving me? And this is making me more frustrated. And so I try to remind myself and bring myself back down to that grounded place. And I just try and stay there and operate out of there more often. But it's really hard to do. Like, it's taken me years to learn how to even do that. And I don't think I've mastered it, but I definitely think I'm better than I used to be. But I operate in anxiety often. I run a business that's very busy and takes a lot of different time and energy and attention in different places with a lot of moving parts. So, you know, anxiety will happen. I think at the end of the day, how much emotion do you want to give into all of the things that we're doing every day, I guess? Yeah.
Kenya.
So I guess, how can you take some of those emotions, right, and then channel that into your creative process? Like, what advice would you give for that?
I love that. So typically what I do is when I have a really high emotion and I'm experiencing something, I'll go with anxiety or something that's frustrating me, maybe more on the negative side. I love to walk. So I actually purchased a walking pad and I put it underneath my desk. And anytime I feel overwhelmed, anytime I feel anxious, anytime I feel like I have too many ideas swirling in my mind, I start walking on my walking pad and I just type. I just did this the other day and I wrote 2 emails to my email list and I worked through so many mental blocks that I was experiencing just like that. So I find that for my own self, movement, while I can do something to get the thought out of my mind, for me, it's getting the thought out of my mind and putting it down onto paper. Once I can do that, I'm taking it out of my energetic awareness, if you will. It stays there otherwise. Mm-hmm. And you can just get caught up in this time and time and time again. And then you're bringing it to like fruition into your life every single day. You know, you talk about like intention and attention of what we're doing on a daily basis. What is the purpose of doing everything we do? What is the purpose of having your podcast and your business and all the stuff that we get to do as entrepreneurs every day? There's that plus language. What is the language that we're using to talk about the things that we get to do every single day? So it's these like little tiny reframes that happen over time that I feel like are really powerful.
So what attracted you to the topic of happiness?
From being deeply unhappy. You know, I woke up one summer in 2018 and I was talking with my now ex-husband and we were going back and forth about something and I was just so miserable. And it's hard. It's a hard place to be in because when you look at me from the outside and it's like, oh, she's kind of got her things together, like good for her. But I was so unhappy and I was so miserable and I was a gossipy person and I was mean and I just brought people down to try and bring myself up. And we were having a conversation and he had said to me like, okay, so what are you going to do about it? Well, that's a really good question. I was like, what am I going to do? So then I started understanding where those emotions were coming from. Why were they in my awareness? Why was this something that's happening in my life? What is that trigger, that mirror trying to teach me about myself? And then I went to therapy and then I started to understand that we all have these different emotions. And then it brought me to happiness. Happiness, like the name happiness happens, just kind of dropped into my subconscious. I woke up one day and I was like, happiness happens. The first thing that I get my podcasting clients to do is, what is the purpose and the mission of your show? What is your show about? Who's it for? And then why should they care? That why should they care piece is really important because that's something that's going to anchor you back into everything you do when it gets really hard. Because everyone defines happiness so differently and everyone experiences it so differently day to day. And one thing that I've tried to do to like really get into those moments and really savor it is just that. Sit in it and try and find like the extra bit of joy that's in that. It helps bring you back into your overall mission and thing that you're experiencing.
Can things make you happy? Because some things make me happy.
I think that both pieces, internal and external, absolutely have a place in our life. What's the point in doing anything in life if you can't enjoy the things as well? Take the trip if you want to, buy the thing that makes you happy, go to dinner with a friend. Like, what are we living for if we're not living to experience life in and of itself? I think that we create happiness from inside, and then also we have outward things that make us happy as well. Getting on a plane, for me, this last couple of days, getting to be here with you all and staying at my cousin's house and seeing my family, like that fills my cup up in so many ways. That is an external thing. It requires money to get onto a plane to get here. So they do coincide together, right?
I'm so glad to hear you talking like this, that happiness and satisfaction are good things and we should include them in our life. Mm-hmm. I grew up with parents who grew up during the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. My father fought in World War II. Wow. And everything for them was just getting through the next day and surviving and doing your duty. And happiness or good times were just never part of the equation. Mm-hmm. And so it seems to me that our world is changing now where people are valuing happiness and good feelings and positive energy, and they're talking about it. Mm-hmm. And I just think that that's such a great direction for us to be taking.
Simona Constantini, how do people find you?
On my website, it's voltproductions.co, or on Instagram at Simona with 2 underscores Costantini. All of my links can be found through there as well. And happiness happens on any podcast platform as it relates to podcasting on any podcast platform. Okay.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.